not hearing anything. This is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here every Thursday night between 8 and 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything that goes on the table, from trains, planes, cars, buses, ham radio. And right now, before we have a long-winded opening, let's see if we have any early check-ins. You got the WA2AXE here for the K2IRT net. Thank you, SS Charlie, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX.
How you doing, Charlie? What's going on your side of the world today?
Okay, very good. Let me see. I'm not sure which antenna I'm using here. How are you tapping me?
I wouldn't touch a thing.
Alright, okay, very good. And I just ran into the room this minute here. So, I guess it's just you and me for the moment. But, how's retirement? What have you been doing with yourself? And how's the doggy?
The little doggy right now is sleeping in his little nest right behind me here. He's getting bigger, I have to tell you. He started out as a little puppy, and now he's 4 months and a couple of weeks, and he's getting big. He's turning into a hound. He's even getting his hound voice. The ooh.
That's good. Very good. Does he like to look cheap?
Oh, yeah. Today, I went to pick and yard earlier during the day, and I got back about 2 o'clock. And I put him in the Jeep, and we went right down to Runway 24 at Lloyd's Ennett Field. And I put him out on the beach, and he chases after the ducks and the gooses and everything else, and he really wears himself out. He wears me out, too, for that matter. But I try to get him out as much as possible. And still sitting here talking with the gang on 160, and trying to figure out how we're going to work it when we get him out to Dayton. I'm thinking very seriously of getting him a coat with an antenna on it, and have one of the places over there that embroidered his hat, put on the side Ham Hound. You got the K2IRT group.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get a lot of attention, and he'll love every minute of it. And I remember my girlfriend's dog used to love to go in the car. The dog used to love to sit on my lap when I was driving, which was okay until you tried to make it a turn. But the dog would not behave in the car, just had to sit on my lap with her paws up on the steering wheel.
Well, this little guy fits into the right side Jeep seat right now. But I think I'm going to have to just try to make an extension seat, you know, something a little further out. Because when he gets big, his ultimate weight is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. And basset hounds get long and big, so he won't be comfortable just on the Jeep seat by himself. He'll need a little more space. And I tried sticking him in the back one day. Take the back seat out, and I have that whole flat area in the back, and he doesn't like to be alone. He wants to be up front watching the goings-on. A good hound, I got to tell you, he's a good hound. Every once in a while, I pick him up and bring him back to 53rd Street, but we're a little busy this week, Charlie. Go ahead.
Busy in what way?
Well, that's my daughter. We're still waiting for the baby. If the baby doesn't show up between now and Wednesday, she's going to the hospital this coming Thursday, and they're going to take the baby and bring him out. They weighed him and they measured him in the womb, believe it or not, and he's over 7 pounds now. He's a big guy, so we'll have to see. Maureen is just a little thing. Even though she's 6 foot tall, Maureen is very thin, so we'd have to find out. Can't have the baby the regular way. She'll probably have to do it the way she was born, with the cesarean. But nevertheless, we're just going to sit and wait, and then we'll put all the balloons out in front of the house and say it's a boy. You got the K2 IRT group. WA2NZ. How you doing?
This is a 2L2-1.
Try it one more time. The repeater kicked in on you.
This is N2LPB, Marcus, Southeast Queens.
Hey Marcus, how you doing? What's going on your side?
Well, good evening to you and Charlie. Not much over here, just tired. I don't know. I think it's shoveling all the snow is making me tired. And we got another storm coming Monday on to Tuesday. Hopefully it's not too bad. I was looking at the picture print on your QRZ site. It looks like his ears are bigger than his whole body. And that's a picture that was taken a couple weeks ago. He's even bigger now. If you have a chance to email me, and I'll send you the latest picture. I went out to Staten Island. My sister has a boxer. And there's some park in Staten Island, I can't even begin to tell you where the thing is. And they have a monstrous fenced-in dog run right by the beach. It's overlooking New Jersey. And I had him out there, the boxer was out there, Golden, all sorts of big dogs. He was in his glory. He was running around, and he was barking at them. Then they chased him back under the bench where I was sitting. And then he was protected under the bench till they left, and then he got his nerve up and he crawled out again. And he started chasing after him and barking until they chased him back under the bench. I said, good, you little hound, that'll put you in your place for a little bit here. But, a good time was had. They had a great time running around in the snow, guys. Oh, I can see it now. A little guy just runs underneath the bench and the big guys can't get at him. Well, he'll learn. He's out there having fun. So he'll learn. Back over to you, Ned. This is N2FTV.
Well, CD and the K2IRT group WA2AXZ. As I said, we're all talking to Charlie and we're still waiting for the little baby to be born. And between that and me doing the work at the museum and picking yard, I don't feel like I've ever retired. I think I'm doing more now that I left the PA than ever. But things will calm down a little bit. We're finishing up on that monster dynamo, and I'm discussing now with the IEEE people where it's going to go once it's finally finished. And we'll have to see what happens from there. And they said, I like getting my hands dirty, and I've been sending out little updates as we've gone along. And last week I had to do some woodwork on the upper wooden casing, and I was covered head to toe with dust and dirt and shavings. And right now I finished up that piece, coated it with the Verathane, the satin finish, and it looks fantastic. Looks almost too good to give to the museum, but the museum's going to get it nevertheless. Let me stop for 1 second. Pause and announce, this is K2IRT, Kilo 2 in the Romeo Tango, the amateur radio club of New York City Transit. If anyone's listening, you don't have to be a member, just check in and join the roundtable. It's a general discussion about everything and anything. And so far we're talking about babies and passive hounds. Well, they both start with a B, so we'll see what happens from there. As part of an announcement, I see Wally is working on we're getting ready for another meeting at West 53rd Street. I'll have to find out what day it is. Let's see. I don't have the March calendar up yet, but it'll probably be March 3rd or March 4th, we'll have to see. Let me drop it again. The other thing is that if my daughter does have the baby next Thursday, of course I won't be here. So if you guys come in here, spend a few minutes, take over, and have a little fun, and I'll make sure everybody has a full report and pictures when we do the face-to-face meeting at 53rd Street. Let me stop for a second, see if we have any additional check-ins for K2IRT.
This is N2.
Victor 5 mobile, checking into the net. Into CSI? And that's affirmative, N2PSI, the name here is Carlos. Well, good evening, Carlos. How you doing tonight? Where are you heading in the mobile? Received unfortunate news of a divorce to some guy serving him papers. Oh, okay. I've been on the receiving end of those, so I just get ready to run. Now this should be a fun one. I hear it's a bad guy who doesn't like bad news. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So where are you now? Are you in the five boroughs? Affirmative. I'm about to hit the Vernon Center Bridge towards 10 miles. You got yourself a nice signal out here. And again, we're the K2 IRT group from the IRT subway, the subway system. And you're more than welcome to join us anytime.
Sure, I like to listen. I have listened to you guys before, but usually I'm the scanner and not being able to have my radio in the car to duck. But I'll be here. I'll join if I can. I hope to enjoy your conversation. And whoever is having that baby, congratulations. Well, you're the grandfather, I believe.
QSL. The little guy is coming. This week is the target week, so we're just sitting back and waiting. And of course, now I know who's going to get all my ham radio gear and Lionel trains. Go ahead.
Already thinking ahead. Okay, I'm going to put the radio down for a few seconds. Pass it off. This is Ventus CSI.
All right, Carlos, well, great having you here. Sit with us here, and we'll go around the table a few times. And right now, we'll see if we have any other check-ins before we go to the top of the list. This is K2 IRT.
CMAPL 1148.
Now, here's the thing. We'll turn it up to Charlie, WB2, YZX. I just got an email from Wally, some kind of presentation for the next meeting, Charlie.
WA2AX2WB2YZ. I thought he was asking me if I was ready. Trouble is I'm not quite ready. I have too much stuff going on in the home front here. So, little by little, I'm trying to get my satellite presentation together. But I've been promising this for over a year, but not quite ready yet. But we'll get there. And good evening to Marcus, and good evening to Carlos, and Carlos, I'm on by the mile stop of the Verrazano Bridge, so you're heading towards me, and very nice to hook up with you tonight, so over to you, Roby.
Well, what we have to do, you're doing some satellite work. I talked to Andy. Andy's getting my old office, so we're going to keep the cable in the office. But we're going to look forward to putting an extension cable in a couple of, so we can get the antenna downstairs into the conference room. Probably do that in the upcoming weeks, get that down there. And maybe throw an AB switch so we can use a 2-meter and a 440 antenna up there, too. There's so much we can do. We just have to have the time to get over there and do it. Maybe you can cut a work order and we can all get together, okay?
Yes. Anything's possible. And, of course, I could probably string some kind of clandestine antenna up on top of J Street, but... God knows I got several thousand feet of coax connections and everything else, but anything is possible.
We got to find out what's in the storeroom. We got to find out if there's any 8-ohm cable, 8X, 8G, or 213 or something, and get a hank of that. What are you going to do? Well, as I said, you had your antenna system in the house, and you didn't have to worry about the snow. I was on 160 during the snowstorm, and as I was talking, I just noticed the SWR was changing. So I sat back a second, I retuned it with the big tuner that I have. I got that 3-kilowatt MFJ tuner. And then I keyed the microphone with the linear on, and the linear only puts out about 250, 300 watts. I keep it tuned down because I'm feeding into that hamstick. And all I know is behind the that digital counter there for the inductance, I saw the beautiful blue flame. I quickly turned it off. I found out later the SWR was like 8 to 1, 10 to 1. The wet snow, the winter rain, because right towards the end of the storm, it was just raining out. It coated the antenna with wet, top to bottom. Even the vertical antenna looked like an inverted icicle. And it was a beautiful short circuit on the system. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That can be dangerous, but I want to have some of these guys could run full 2,500 watts sometimes, and, you know, you can really have some problems if you don't know what you're doing. But, it's funny, I meant to mention, I reached the, by way of the internet, by doing a little Googling, I found the high school teacher that gave me my novice exam. He was kind of my Elmer for my freshman, sophomore, and junior year of high school. He's 71 years old right now, and very rich, owns his own aircraft company. So after so many, many years of looking for him, I finally tracked him down, and we've been exchanging emails ever since. How cool is that?
That's amazing. Well, the fact is that he's still around, and he's still running up. I don't know, is he still doing any radio work?
Actually, he says he's inactive, but keeps his license and wants to get back into it. And he said it was serendipitous that I just happened to find him again when he was thinking about it. He emailed him a picture of me and sitting in front of my radios and stuff, and explained to him all the new different modes of how to play with and everything. And he collects planes, that's a nice collection, flies everything from old World War I and World War II planes and things of that sort, and doing very well for himself. But it's funny, he got interested in ham radio, gave him my novice exam and all that kind of stuff, and when I got my general, you know, he let me use the kilowatt station at the school, and that was when I was, 16, 17, so here I am 59, and I come across him again.
That's amazing. After all of these years, too. Well, he must be pretty limber at his age there. He's still flying the planes, and you know something? More power to him. As I said, if we ever have a chance to reach that age, we'll all be that active. I don't know about flying planes, though. I sort of try to stay away from those things. If it doesn't have a minimum of two wheels, I try to stay away from that. All right, Charlie, let's bring Marcus in here and see what Marcus has to say. So, Marcus, here we go. We'll turn it back over to you. N2LTD, you've got the K2RRT group.
WA2ASV, N2LTD. So what a coincidence that Charlie mentioned high school. I received an email just yesterday about the alumni meeting for my high school, which is George Westinghouse High School. And I don't know, I don't know how many years later this is. I don't know, maybe 28 years later, they're having a meeting with not even just the high school alumni meeting, it's a party. And it costs $100 for this party, and it's going to be at a big place in Brooklyn. I know it's got me thinking, because everybody's phone number on the email is out of state, and I'm kind of reluctant to send my money out to another state. And just in case it doesn't happen, I may not be able to get my money back. Back over to you.
You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful. Start sending the funds across the state lines. You'll never know where it comes back. You never know where it goes. I try to. If I can't pay cash, or if I can't, if I don't, you got to just be very careful the way you send it out there. Just as a quickie announcement, the gang is getting ready to go to Dayton. I don't know if any of the K2IRT gang is interested this year, but we're starting to get some vibes from all the bands that it's going to be a little bit bigger than normal. You'd think it was a a reunion of some sort now, because the recession apparently isn't hurting the ticket sales. Last year they were up something like 2,000 or 3,000 tickets, so they have high hopes for this year. Back to you, Mark. W2SBR Portable from the Bronx. All right, hey, we got Steve, FBR Portable. That's a nice portable you got there, Steve.
No, go ahead, let the other fellows take it back. I'm here, I'll wait my turn, I'll be good.
We'll finish up with Marcus and 2LTD, it's all yours again.
It's not like you're saying D as in dog, or Delta, D as in Victor, November 2, Lima Tango Victor, and I have a question for Charlie. Charlie, yeah, you know anything about the remote base or remote receive? I'm thinking maybe I'll go into something like that to help me out with this noise here, if I can have an antenna at another location, another radio, and I can use that as a remote receive.
Depends on if you have a computer, if you're going to go the over the internet. You know, a lot of the guys are starting to do that now. It's an interesting concept. Quite a few of the gang. Matter of fact, they're down in Florida, West Palm Beach, using the internet to transmit up in Northfield, Massachusetts. And he runs his 160 rig from Florida that way. Right?
Like I said, I just want to use it for receipt purposes. As you know, I got the noise here, and I'm trying to deal with it. I'll hop on as soon as the weather gets a little warm out, and I'll start looking for it again. But, just an idea. Just ran into it over the internet, so I thought I'd ask around.
Well, I tell you, this month QST had an interesting article about how much in the cities and towns, for that matter, the noise level is going up thanks to all these little power supplies, these wall warts and other little switching power supplies. Apparently there seems to be no regulation on, no emission regulation on them at all. And especially in the cities where you have thousands upon thousands of these things all ganging up on all the radio frequencies. But they're even saying, even out in the boondocks, out in the country, they're not immune, and these little wall warts and other converters are really causing a lot of grief. I think they're starting to clamor for some kind of federal regulation. But right now, I don't think the federal government can regulate a glass of milk right now, but we'll have to see. Okay, Marcus, hold on 1 second. Let's get Steve in there, since he does have the portable there. FBR, come on in. Where are you, up in the tower?
Nope. I'm up here at the YL. We're up here at by 161st Street by Yankee Stadium, as a matter of fact. So that's where I am. I'm running the Kenwood commercial portable, because the Motorola HT1000 doesn't have the 145.23 programmed into it. So I'm using this one. Anyhow, I just wanted to check in and say hello to everybody in the net. I was wondering if my friend Bill, KRFI, is checked in. He works in the main shop up at 27th. We just came out of the subway on the IRT a little while ago, so I don't know who is actually in the roundtable, Lobie. Go ahead.
12?
Yeah, Charlie YZX, DeMarcus LTV. Yeah, I got it right this time. Carlos out in Staten Island in the Mobile CSI. And myself, go ahead.
I guess Phil didn't have a chance to fire up his radio. Anyway, now I had a whole heck of a lot to report on. Just going up here to give her a hand in the apartment, and I figured just let me bring this radio with me, so at least I can say hello. How's little Paw Prince, your junior SO, going?
We've got the K2 IRT group with W2FBR. Doing pretty good right now. He's taking a nap. I let him out a few minutes ago when he did his business, and he's very proud of it. Now he's just taking it easy. Took him for a nice long walk on the beach by Floyd Bennett Field and really pooped him out today, so... that's my goal in life, to tire him out so he doesn't tire me out at 1 o'clock in the morning. And as I told the gang, we're still waiting for the baby to be born. And if he's not around by next Wednesday, then they're going to go and make him be born on Thursday. So I'll be a grandpa within the week. Go ahead.
Oh, that's good news. Keep us posted. Shoot us an email. Let us see what's going on.
Anyhow,
let me just bounce it back to you, Lo. Table.
Alright, Steve, the last transmission was bouncing in and out a little bit, so we still have you, though. And, hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. I'll be on 160 after this. I was on 40 between 7 and 8 o'clock, and the bands opened up. Got a couple of guys from Spain doing DX contest in there, and a couple of the guys from the 72Q were out there and made contact with them. I didn't fire up the amp. I didn't feel like changing all the settings from 40 to 160, so if they can't hear me with 100 watts, then I'll tune to something else. Hey, let's get back to Carlos and see how he's doing. He should be over the Verrazano by now. November 2, CSI. You got the K2 IRT group.
I'll have to get back to you guys. It's an M2 CSI, but I'm approaching my destination. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Take care of yourself, all right? We'll catch you on the next go-around here. And go down the line again. Let's turn it back up to Marcus. November 2, LTV. Marcus, you have to forgive me. Core letters and I and names don't get along too well. I'm just very happy I can come home, open the letter, and see if it's addressed to me, and I can remember my name. Go ahead.
No problem. I'll just correct you. That's a problem. Listen, I'm going to give a call to see if Dennis is out. I know you was going to do some kind of radio experiment this evening. And I'm kind of curious if you did anything. N2KIN, N2KIN, N2LTV, Dennis Carrasco.
2KIN, Dennis, are you on the frequency? Marcus, I don't think he's on yet.
I'm hoping he did, and maybe it makes you, get it to repeat a whole lot. Other than that, nobody, I have nothing else to say, man. You guys checking out
our
website.
Hey, well, we could definitely get on that again. I don't have 5 seconds to take a look at anything anymore. I was supposed to get on the Rantrua's website. They updated that with the chat room. But apparently, I have a new computer, and it doesn't have the latest Java in it. So for me to download it, the Java's a couple of megs, and I only have a phone line. I think I'll just turn it on in the morning, let it download. Maybe it'll be done by the time I get back from picking yard tomorrow. We'll have to see about that. God only knows. You know, in this day and age where everyone's got the fiber optic and the lightning fast cable, I feel like Fred Flintstone here pecking out with the bird on the screen trying to get a message across. All right, let's give it back up to Charlie, WB2YZX, on the island of Staten.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and good evening to everyone again. And, I've been doing a lot of HF work the past few days, or at least when I had the days off, and I tell you, conditions are starting to get better, for sure. I was working a guy in Norway the other day for about a half an hour, and getting easier and easier to get into Europe, so I hope the trend continues. And even been hearing some decent stuff on 15 and 17 meters, so maybe we're finally getting there. So I'll be happy when I can work Australia early in the morning, but I think that's going to be a little while before that happens, but whatever. I think it's the sun is finally starting to cooperate, so got my fingers crossed. Back to you, Lovie.
All right, WB2YZX and the K2IRK group. Yeah, well, I can notice the improvement, especially when I do the nets on Saturdays. You know, I kick in about 8:15 in the morning, and there was like a dead spot where nobody was out there, and now the signals are starting to boom in. And as I said tonight on 7190, it was like I was sitting right next to this guy in Spain, just perfectly readable front to back. And if that's coming across like that on 40 meters, I can only imagine how the other bands are doing. I went up on my roof the other day. As I said, we had the ice storm up there, and of course, the ice melted and everything's back to somewhat normal. But I always noticed that the vertical antenna, the SWR, was a little wacky. So I went up on the roof, and there's about 6 or 8 inches of snow still on my roof. And it buried all the counterpoise wire and snow. So I'm getting the reflected SWR reflecting off the nice, fresh, white snow up there. So I'm just waiting for a couple of nice, warm days. It's supposed to be in the 40s. For the rest of the week. Maybe it'll all melt that stuff away and I can go back to a somewhat normal operation. I was playing around with my radio the other day, this 756 Pro, and just amazing to see. It's got, I have to get the manual out because it's got so many little sub chapters and sub filters and little things and doodads on there that I have to take a refresher course every once in a while to figure out how this thing works. I think it's getting too complicated for its own right anymore now. All right, Charlie, I'll give it to you one more time, and then we'll go down the list, see if anyone else has anything. We've got a decent group here. WB2YZX. You got WA2AXZ. And by the way, guys, I forgot to tell, I think I told it at the last meeting, but for field day, the first day of field day, I will not be around because my niece, Stephanie, is getting married that day in New Jersey. But I will be around for the Sunday operation and the takedown. So we definitely have to have a good chat with Andy and the rest of the gang and try to get everything squared away so you can do a setup, at least without me on the property at the time. So we'll give it back to you, Charlie, and then we'll go down the list. WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good. Well, as far as I'm concerned, for field day, we can have it nice and easy and, you know, wire antennas and so we don't have to kill ourselves. And that's perfectly okay with me. And when it's all done, we can just rip it all down, throw it in the garbage and go home. So that's my philosophy for field day. I don't think you really need a lot of gain antennas anyway because it's like shooting fish in a barrel, really. But it's always fun. It's always fun, and I look forward to it. Back to you, Lobby.
That's as long as we don't kill ourselves because we'll get these antennas up. We'll have to dig up a couple more spools of number 14 wire and you get this stuff strung up and connected right away, and then we can get up and go with it. I shot that wire into the first tree I'm going to try to get out there within a week or two. As long as the leaves are off the tree, I'll be able to go over there and shoot another string through that bigger tree in the back there. And I think the larger tree will give us the distance. We may even be able to get 160 out of it, but the guys have to be ready to just use whatever antennas we have up there and use it to the fullest. All right, let's give it back to Marcus one more time. N2LTD, and then we'll go back to Steve up in the Bronx.
Okay, another week in the books here. I'd like to say hello to everybody listening. And I got to get to make my phone call. It's too late, but I'm glad I was able to make the intercession. Take it easy, and I'll try to make it on next week. WA2AXZ and 2LTE, and I'll be clear.
Marcus, will you have a good one? And again, if I'm not here next Thursday because of the baby, definitely, if you're here, Charlie's here, Steve, anyone from K2IRT, pick it up and run with it. We'll find out what happens. Maybe, you know what I should do? I should bring my portable with me and give you an on-the-scene report from the hospital. And that would be a kicker, wouldn't it? We'll have to see what happens. All right, let's give it up to Steve, W2FBR, up in the Bronx. Oh, Steve, you're still with us with the portable? It looks like Steve either went to URT or he's in a dead spot right now. Hey, Charlie, I sent out that little notice to you, Wally, and a couple of the others. Apparently there's a new Hamfest, March 25th. Again, I have to look at the calendar. It's on the other side of the wall. It's out in Clinton, New Jersey. So I'm thinking I haven't been to any of these Hamfests all year. And I've been running around. It's time to stop running around and go and enjoy ham radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, as much as I'd like to go to a ham fest, I just got rid of so much stuff. I'm kind of reluctant to go buying more junk. I have an entire room here that was difficult to walk in because of all the stuff I had. I probably threw out about 1,000 feet of coax, which broke my heart too. But I should behave myself.
When I go to the ham fest, some people look at the new stuff, and I look at the junk tables, and I want to see if there's anything good I can use that's old. I'm still questing for the Holy Grail. If I can find my spring-suspended microphone from the 1920s, then I can finally really, really retire and not do anything. No more ham fest. But until that day comes, I'm still going to keep on going. I did find that one thing. I told you I found that microphone base with the CBS studio logos on the bottom of it. And it's one of those old Atlas bases there. It's got to be a good 50, 60 years old. And I always wonder, you know, what radio studio is this thing used at? You never know. They could have had the Shadow, could have had Fibber McGee and Molly. God knows who is on top of this microphone, guys.
Maybe Walter Cronkite.
Well, you never know. All I know is it's got the CBS logo on the bottom. And what does it say? Oh, excuse me. No, I'll pick up here. Yeah. CBS Radio New York, number 18. Old cast iron mic bases. It had the three rubber feet, but the three rubber feet dried to rock solid, so I'm not going to play around with it too much. I know you can't replace those things. Take a couple of seconds and see if we have anybody else to join us. This is the K2IRT radio group from New York City Transit. Come on in.
All right, Charlie, looks like it's just you and me so far. I think Carlos is doing his thing. Steve is out in the wilds of the Bronx. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe let's pause for a second and see if he's still out there. FBR, you still with us? Yeah, Steve, if that's you, you're chunking the repeater, and that's about all we're getting out of you. Sometimes it don't. You know what I think I'm going to do, Charlie, is I'm going to get everybody's email off the sign-in sheets. And we're going to tell everybody again, you know, every Thursday night be here. So there we go. I want to get a good group over here again. Having a few problems down in Jersey. And now that he's over my spot, they've got him running ragged. It's just a shame, but... It's just something that goes with the territory. WB2, YZX, you got the K2IRT group.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, I'm sure he's got his hands full. And, I'm sure he's enjoying it to some extent also. So, I promised Wally I was, I'm working on this satellite presentation for one of these meetings, but I want to do it right or not at all, and I just haven't had the energy and the time to do what I'd like to do with it, so little by little I'm getting stuff together here, and I've been doing a lot of satellite work lately. In fact, I got two brand new satellites, one launched by South Africa, the other one by China, so this, a few more things to do in the evening, and the more the merrier. So and each satellite is a little bit different, has its own little challenges, so it's a lot of fun. I just exceeded satellite contact number 600, so it's fun. And do dimension and ham radio for me, even though I've been doing it for about 4 years now, so I'd like to share that with the guys one of these days. But, whatever, I'm rambling, as usual, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, just give it a few moments, WB2YZX on the K2IRT group. Now, I tell you, our nice president, Mr. Obama, just stabbed NASA in the heart and took away pretty much every penny of funding for NASA and the space exploration and satellites and whatever. So whatever satellites we happen to have up there on ham radio, they had better be working for many years, because I have a funny feeling we're not going to see anything, at least American launch, for many, many years to come. I was on the phone with Joe Cunningham, one of the subway historians, earlier, and he's a staunch supporter of space flight and everything else, and he tells me that it's a shame now, because we were at the forefront, and Obama shut down the funding 60 years to the day that they inaugurated the NASA space system there. So we'll have to see. We keep on looking at Star Trek and all the other space science fiction. That's going to happen someday. I don't think in our lifetime, but many moons down the road. All right, Charlie, let me see if Carlos came back. If Carlos wants to come in, come on in, Carlos. Don't have anything from N2CSI. I've got nothing else over here. Carlos going to go fire up 160. I got the... hamcall.net. It's amazing. I got 160 with this little hamstick, and it just does the job quite nicely. Yeah. I don't know, Charlie. If you got anything else, fine. If not, let's put a cap on it for the night. WB2YZX, you got the K2IRT group.
Yeah, Lobie, I stepped outside. This is W2FBR. Do you copy?
Much better.
Yeah, it's tough getting RF out of a first-floor apartment, out of a six-story building, so... looks like an R. If you gotta tie the ribbons on everything, I'll say goodnight at this point. I was able to read the mail all this time with you guys, so I just couldn't get into the system. So anyway, everybody have a good night. Lobi, I'll catch up with you during the week. And I'm going to get back to doing this project on this door I'm trying to give her a hand with. So good night all. Lobi, I wish you and your daughter well, and keep us posted on the farm. Good night and God bless. This is W2FBR Portable in the Bronx, clear with WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. Good night.
Right before you go, Steve, I had a meeting with Bill Wall and Charlie and the signal department, and it looks as though that they are going to make us move all the cars off the museum tracks. In addition, they've got the train south on A2 track in what they call the tomb. That's the gated area where they've got a couple of the trains, R16s and some other cars in there. I put in an order for third rail to change the end of the third rail. When they were doing the filming for the Vellum 123, what happened was they just did a hard cut on the third rail and ran jumper cables. So there's no safe way for us to get the shoes off because the third rail has no end approach. So we're going to try to get third rail to pop in the two end approaches, make the third rail continuous, and it looks like every 90 days we're going to be playing the T-Berry Shuffle with all those old cars come hell or high water. Next time I see you, we'll have a chat. We'll talk about it. Maybe if you see Bill, have a chat with Bill, and he'll give you the update, too. FBI, you have a great night. And you got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. If anyone else has anything additional to add, come on in.
Thanks for the update, Lobi. I'll get on the horn with you with that. And hopefully we'll see you at the next meeting if it's up at System Operation. Good night, everybody. W2FBR Portable out.
Hey, it'll be the 23rd, Steve. You take care of yourself, and we'll keep everybody updated. All right. If nobody has anything and nobody has any objection, we'll close down K2IRT for tonight. And I'll finish up on 160 and then hit the pillows. So one more time, we'll open it up. If anyone has anything to say, come on in.
This is Anthony CSI. I'm back from my hit and run.
All right, CSI. You heading back to New York?
Affirmative, I'm actually over the bridge right now, heading back to Manhattan. Had a good hit and run, the guy was very nice, very comprehensive that his wife didn't want him anymore, so he got his papers, and smiled, and I said goodbye. But the funny part was that, apparently, there was somebody taking pictures of us when I was giving him the papers.
it's a story every minute, you never know what's happening. Well, as long as you smile for the camera.
Yeah, I only do this freelance, and I never actually had somebody in another vehicle taking pictures of it, so it was quite amusing.
Well, listen, you have to do what you have to do, and now it's up to the lawyers. The lawyers.
So now I'm heading back to the city. I gotta do some laser cutting and some sanding, and hopefully heading for bed in a little while. I mean, an hour after that or so.
Great to meet you on the frequency. And again, we're usually every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock, and if you're around next week, check in and have a little bit of fun with the gang. Yeah, we're gonna close it up now, and pretty much everybody left, so I wish you a safe trip home. Be careful with sanding and cutting there, and hopefully we'll hear you next week. Go ahead.
Sounds good. I'll try to join in next week. 73 is from here, and back to you. This was N2CSI. It was a pleasure.
Okay, we're clear with N2CSI. Charlie, it's all yours. WB2YZX.
Okay, that'd be very good. And yeah, regarding the funding for NASA, NASA has nothing whatever to do with any of those ham satellites.
they do not, in no way, shape, or form, that they finance them, launch them, or pay for them. All those ham satellites up there are were designed by hams and with money donated from you know, AMSAT union dues and scrounging around for parts and things of that sort. So NASA has nothing whatever to do with it, believe it or not. They, if you pay them enough, they may launch something for you. But, I mean, they're out of the picture altogether, really. So it really that doesn't affect any ham satellites. But, anyway, good night to Carlos. Good night to Steve, Lobie, everybody. Catch you all next week. WB2YZX will be clear.
Have a great night, and everybody on K2IRT, thanks for being here again tonight, and of course to the repeater operators, again, thank you for allowing us the use of the hour. If anyone's interested, you can email me at wa2axz@arrl.net, or check out QRZ with K2IRT call letters, and you get a little bit of information. And of course, the website, k2irt.org. And that's about it from beautiful Brooklyn, New York. Guys, have a great night. I'm going to QSY up and use that down to 871. 1.871 on 160 meters. Have a great night.